Welcome to the Pit Cop Podcast, where we take deep dives into the strategies that separate the pros from the rest. Okay, let's just jump right into it. If you travel, even a little, you know the single biggest pinch point is that security line.
Oh, absolutely.
It feels less like a process and more like, I don't know, an obstacle course designed to test your will to live.
That's a good way to put it.
You see it all the time. Shoes off, belt off, scrambling for a laptop. People go from relaxed vacation mode to just pure panic mode in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And you, our listener, you want the secret. You want to know how to just walk through that line like a ghost without breaking a sweat while everyone else is still fumbling with their chargers.
And that is exactly what we're going to talk about today.
Hmm.
This is our deep dive into the blueprint for efficient air travel, and we're drawing directly from the essential strategies in the Seamless Terminal from the experts at Pitcot.
And this isn't just about being faster, right?
Not at all. It's about changing your entire mindset. It's about starting your journey,
yeah.
You know, actually stress-free, truly relaxed.
Absolutely. And it's important to say the strategies we're discussing today, all these tips that turn that chaos into a smooth operation, they are drawn from the bestseller ebooks available right now on our store.
That's right.
So if you want the full comprehensive guide and tons of other travel insights, you can visit www.pitcot.com/books to download this content and really so much more.
Oh, and the foundational idea that Pitcot really stresses, the big idea here, is that breezing through security is a planning problem. It's not an execution problem.
A planning problem. I like that.
The secret starts long before you're at the curb. Preparation is your best tool against that airport anxiety. If you have to stop and think in that line, you're already behind.
I love that frame. So you're saying we have to think of this less like a sprint and more like maybe prepping for a big road trip?
Exactly. It's all about planning ahead so nothing derails you when you're 10 feet from the scanner.
So how much control do we really have when we're still in our living room?
A huge amount. The guide really details two core principles for smart packing. The first one is, well, it's non-negotiable. Simplicity and compliance.
Meaning no prohibited items.
It sounds so obvious, but it's the number one cause of slowdowns. Someone forgets about a bottle of water, a pocket knife, whatever. That compliance check at home prevents the bag pull and that, you know, long delay.
Right. And then your bag has to be physically searched, which backs everything up.
And the second principle is accessibility. We're talking valuables, your laptop, tablet, jewelry, cameras.
Okay.
They need to be in your carry-on, of course.
Yeah.
But specifically in a pocket, you can get too fast. Not just for safety, because you know they're coming out anyway. If they're buried, you're fumbling for a minute just to reach them.
And this is where the Pitcot strategy gets really granular with these little details most of us would never think of.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the tip for labeling your laptop. Why is that so crucial?
It's all about stress and retrieval speed. Just picture the scene. You've got 6, maybe 8 travelers all rushing to grab their stuff from the belt. And there are 10 identical silver laptops sliding out.
Yeah, I've been there.
And under pressure, even that split second of hesitation. Is that mine? Wait, no. It's enough to cause a pileup.
So what's the tip?
It's so simple. Tape a business card or stick a unique bright label on the bottom of your laptop. It allows for instant confirmation. Yours is the one with the orange sticker. You grab it, you go. You keep your flow.
That is a brilliant little hack. It's all about eliminating those tiny friction points. Okay, let's talk about the fashion part of this. Frictionless movement. You're saying we should be dressing strategically.
Precisely. The goal is to dress to avoid the metal detector entirely.
So what does that look like?
Pitcot gets specific. Shoes without laces.
Mm-hmm.
Slip-ons, they're essential. Then ditch any metal belts and minimize chunky jewelry.
Because every alarm means you have to step back, take the thing off, and go through again.
Exactly. You want to glide through on the first try. While everyone else is getting wanded for a belt buckle, you already won the efficiency game. It's all about those small decisions you make at home.
That focus on preemptive compliance is huge. Okay, let's shift gears to specialized items. These are the things that really separate the, you know, casual flyer from the airport pro.
Yes, these are the unexpected delays. A really good piece of advice from the guides is about protecting sensitive gear, specifically old school film cameras.
Okay, for the photographers out there.
If you're traveling with film, especially high-speed film, the rule is categorical.
Mm.
Always, always keep it in your carry-on.
So why is that? I mean, don't all the X-ray machines pose some kind of risk?
They do, but the risk level is dramatically different. The machines for checked luggage are often high-dose CT scanners. They're designed to see through everything.
A much more powerful scan.
Much more powerful. and that dose is high enough to completely fog or ruin sensitive film. The Carry-On scanner uses a much lower powered X-ray, which is generally safe. The primary defense is just keeping it out of the checked bag.
That is a fantastic niche tip. Now, speaking of things where compliance is just non-negotiable, let's talk about the protocol for traveling with a firearm.
Right, and here, compliance is absolutely paramount, for obvious reasons.
What are the steps?
You must declare the firearm to the airline agent right at the counter. It has to be locked, it must be unloaded, and crucially, it can only go in checked baggage.
And the airline staff will help with this?
Yes, they're trained. They'll walk you through the forms and the procedure, but the responsibility is on you, the traveler, to start that process and follow every single step.
Safety first. Now, speaking of security, what about protecting your own stuff? The guide mentions TSA recognized locks.
This is such a smart, small investment. It's for your peace of mind. If security needs to inspect your bag and you've used a normal lock, they're authorized to just break it.
Which they will do.
They will. But with a TSA recognized lock, they have a master key. They can open it, inspect, and then relock it. Your bag stays secure. It's a no-brainer.
Okay, and we have to talk about the social element, especially around the holidays, the gift dilemma.
Ah, yes, the beautifully wrapped present.
We've all seen it. Someone has this perfectly wrapped gift, and security has to just tear it open.
And they will. The advice from Pitcott is very firm and very practical. Just skip wrapping the gifts.
Wait until you get there.
Exactly. Pack them unwrapped, buy a roll of paper when you land. It completely eliminates a really common source of holiday travel friction.
This kind of streamlined knowledge is just invaluable. And if you're finding these strategies useful and want to explore the entire Pitcott library for making every part of your life smoother, be sure to visit www.pitcott.com. There are just so many more guides there.
So now we're at the checkpoint itself. All that prep has to turn into, you know, calm, smooth execution. This is the real test.
Right. Time to put the plan into action. What's priority number one?
Documents. They can never be buried. Your boarding pass, your ID, they need to be in your hand or in a really easy access pocket.
Not at the bottom of a backpack.
Never. If you have to spend 10 seconds digging while the officer waits, you're slowing everything down for everyone.
Okay, so documents in hand. You're past that check. Now you're at the bins. What's priority two?
Organizing your small, loose stuff. You see so many people just emptying their pockets like a magic trick. Coins, keys, phones scattering everywhere.
The classic amateur move.
It is. The strategy Pitcott recommends is to use a small pouch, a little clear zipper bag, just for those pocket items.
But wait, doesn't that add a step, putting things in a pouch first?
That's a great question. It feels like it might, but it actually saves a ton of time on the other end.
How so?
Because it's about retrieval. You're not grabbing a dozen loose items. You put one pouch in the bin. On the other side, you grab that one pouch, drop it in your bag, and you're gone. It's quick in, quick out. And you don't leave your keys behind.
That makes perfect sense. It minimizes chaos. All right, priority three, immediate device removal.
Well, it should be automatic. Your laptop, your tablet, they need their own bin immediately.
So have them ready to go.
Have them in an outside pocket of your bag. The prepared traveler has their bins, loaded shoes, laptop, bag, in the time it takes someone else to even find their laptop under a sweatshirt.
Be that person.
Be that person. And the easiest one, priority four, is outerwear.
So simple, yet people wait till the last second.
Take off your jacket, your coat, your heavy scarf before you even get to the belt.
Oh,
wait, you save those critical few seconds and you signal to everyone that you know what you're doing. It just speeds up the entire flow.
Okay, we've covered the core mechanics. But let's get into the little extras, the things that take you from just getting through to being a true airport pro.
Yes, the optimization hacks.
What's first?
Technology. Mobile boarding passes. It seems basic, but it skips the printer, reduces paper, and means you have one less thing to lose.
And for anyone who flies regularly, the guides point to the ultimate cheat code, TSA PreCheck or Global Entry.
Ah, yes. This is the real game changer. This is where the whole experience is just fundamentally different.
So how does it work?
Well, after a background check, you get access to a special shorter line. And the benefits are huge. You keep your shoes on.
That alone is worth it.
Right. Your belt stays on, light jacket stays on, and your laptop and liquids can stay right inside your bag.
So why can they skip all those steps? What's the logic there?
It's all about risk assessment. You've already been vetted as a low-risk traveler. So the screening relies more on other technologies and observation. It basically removes 90% of the friction points we've been talking about. It feels like magic.
For frequent travelers, it sounds non-negotiable. Now, beyond pure efficiency, let's talk about comfort hacks, things that keep you in that stress-free zone.
First one is simple. Hydration. Carry a reusable water bottle.
But you have to empty it first.
You empty it completely before security. That's the compliance rule. Then you refill it right after at a water fountain. You save money, yes. But staying hydrated is just essential for staying calm and clear-headed during a long travel day.
And finally, the tool to fight airport chaos, noise-canceling headphones.
You nailed it. Airports are just loud. The announcements, the crowds, the rolling bag, it's auditory overload.
It really is.
And being able to filter that out to create your own little bubble of calm helps you maintain that stress-free state all the way to the gate. It's a tool for mental resilience. So, if we bring this all back, the goal here isn't just about surviving the security line. It's about mastering it. It's about starting your trip relaxed, coffee in hand, having completely sidestepped the chaos.
It's all about planning.
The key, just as Pitcott lays out, is planning, organization, and calm execution. We've given you the roadmap. So are you ready to fly smoother?
I think you are. By adopting these seamless tips, labeling that laptop, dressing for speed, prepping your gear, you really do change your whole relationship with the airport. You might even, and this sounds crazy, start looking forward to that feeling of just gliding through the security line. That would be something.
That's peak efficiency.
For everyone who wants to dive deeper into these strategies and find more resources just like this, please visit www.pitcott.com for more insight. If you enjoyed this deep dive, subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and make sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
And please press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcott podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.